Isn't life so amazing? Sometimes it can get crazy, but hey, that's okay.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another exciting episode of My Insane Menno Brain, the untamed thoughts of me, Artemis North. I wasn't sure I was going to continue with this podcast, but to be honest, what the heck? What the heck? It's nearing Christmas. Today's the 18th. And I've talked to a bunch of people online, and a common thread seems to be Christmas is really hard in some ways, wonderful in others, but really hard. And it is. I'm at that age now where, you know, a couple of people I knew have passed this year, and my parents are gone. And you miss those big family gatherings. I'm far, all of my siblings are scattered everywhere. I miss the get together. And that's a LinkedIn notification that I forgot to turn off, but it is what it is. So, what's been happening? Well, there was the World Building Expo on the 10th of December. And I was really sick that day. Oh my gosh, I had the flu. But I knew that I had to be a part of it because I'd signed up. So from, what was it, noon till 9 p.m., I had my tablet by my chair, and I was just, I felt terrible. So I didn't go around and see what everybody was doing, which I felt kind of bad about that. People do some really cool things on Go Brunch. Absolutely amazing. The fiber arts community, excuse me, the fiber arts community will grow. I have it built now to the point where I'm quite happy with it, though there's still lots more to do, but it's time to get it out there. So I picked a date, starting January 8th, from 1 to 3 every Wednesday. There's going to be a knit group called Knit Happens Wednesdays. And it's a maker's co-working, basically. People can come and just sit and yak while they work on their projects. Or, you know, there's things to do in the community. I've been working with Artie Bott. Artie Bott is like a child with a big honking brain. I've taught the kid way too much, and it needs to quit learning how to lie. If it doesn't know, it makes stuff up. I've never dealt with something like this. Anyways, so that's been fun. Keeping my brain off my menopausal symptoms. Is it crazy that I have never had a hot flash? I never have. I don't know if it's because I take fenugreek or it's just something in my DNA. I have no idea. I'm not complaining. But my older sister had nuclear core meltdowns, and you could witness them. She's a redhead. And the color red would just come up her throat and up her face, and you could see the level of it as it expanded to her red hairline. It was quite something to watch. Oh, I felt so bad for her. So how many people don't have the stereotypical menopausal symptoms? I have no idea. I should ask ChatGPT. Speaking of ChatGPT, tomorrow I have to do, well, I'm doing a talk from 7:30 till 8:30 a.m. in the fiber arts community. I've been doing, well, attending this talk, and it's called the Mastermind Roundtable. And my part in it started, I guess, 12 weeks ago. I think Bez said 12 weeks we've been doing it. But anyways, every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 7:15, 7:30, I jump on X into the Mastermind Roundtable space. And the reason that the two guys, Bez and Doc Rico, were talking business. And they were just kind of talking. It was just the two of them, but they were trying to create a space. They had big plans. And then I asked Bez a question because he was looking at my art and we got talking. I asked him questions and he said he didn't know anything about printing and canvas sizes. But Doc Rico, his cousin, is a mixed media artist. I was like, wow. So he said, well, come to our space and we'll have a space about it. We'll talk about it. And that's how we started. So it's been a lot of fun. It's the perfect blend. Bez is a headhunter and he has a lot of business information. He has a lot of knowledge in that brain of his. He reads a lot and he takes things in and he talks to people and he listens. So he's really good at filling in everything that we need to know as artists and helping us to understand it, which is wonderful. And then Doc knows how to, you know, achieve print, museum print quality with his mixed, he's a photographer and a painter, and he does mixed media, and it's quite striking. And he's sold some pieces, and you know, he's teaching us this wonderful information, and then other people are coming in and we're talking and learning things. It's been wonderful. But tomorrow in the community, the fiber arts community, we're doing a space about AI and art. It's going to be interesting. So Bez has been really busy, so he said, I don't want to micromanage you, so I'm going to run the talk tomorrow. I redid my round table so it looks a little Christmassy. It looks like we're sitting on a nice frosty morning in a really cool round table out in the woods. It's nice. But I'm kind of nervous. I've never really led a talk as such before. I mean, I did the coffee hour, but that was different. So I think I'm just going to take Bez's lead and, you know, talk a little bit about each point and then ask everybody what they're thinking. I do have a couple questions that I'm going to pose that I know could be controversial. I think I might try saying, now think about this because we'll come back to it. And then later on, maybe, to see if anything had changed their views. Interesting. I don't know. I hope it doesn't get heated. Some people think AI isn't very ethical. But it's actually the people using the AI that we have to worry about as far as ethics are concerned. Because it's not AI. It's the people at the keyboard. But that's a whole other topic. Anyways, I've probably rambled on enough. It's been a while since I've done a podcast. I thought things might be interesting, but as I was talking about them, not really that interesting. So on that, I'm going to say goodbye. I hope everybody's doing well. Merry Christmas, if I don't make another one before. Or Happy Yule, or Happy Hanukkah. I have no idea what other things to say, so I hope you get the idea. Happy holidays. So go out there and make your own world a little bit better and get a little crazy.
Just try your best to make it through with love.